Wednesday night, Halacha, Dvar Halacha, early at Alafir. We're still doing some Hilchos Firas HaOmer.
There's a din that if someone is davening with the Tzibur, Bein HaShmashos, or what he considers Bein HaShmashos, meaning usually this person's always makpid to say Sfira at a later time, and maybe he always davens Marv at a later time also, and now he finds himself davening with a Tzibur, what would probably be called, at least for him, maybe Bein HaShmashos. So the din is brought down, he should say Sfiras Omer without a bracha, and later on at night he should make a bracha when it's at night. So what's the pshat in that? It's a Rashi that says Bratan Rashi used to do that. So what's the beer in that? So there is an explanation as follows, and we find that by other mitzvahs as well, sometimes, that you can make a condition. The condition is in your kavona to be yotze. You say that if I remember to say Sfira later tonight, you're afraid you'll forget because it's not somud to Ma'ariv. So you say, if I forget, we'll start with that end, if I indeed forget to say Sfira tonight, so I want to be yotze with my Sfira now, you certainly yotze, let's say at least misofek, and then you can count the rest of the nights with a bracha, and you yotze without a bracha too. So I want to be yotze with this sfira if I forget indeed to count later on tonight. But if I remember to count later on tonight, so bracha l'batola. No, I don't want to be yotze with the sfira now. So you can make such a tanai. So that's a classic tanai. But somehow, and maybe we're used to it by Kriya Shema. Sometimes people will say Kriya Shema, and maybe at night with a Tanai also, or maybe in the morning with Magen Avraham and the Gro, or maybe they'll say it before davening, and they'll say if the Gro's Zman is the correct Zman, then I don't want to be Yitzu it now, I'd rather say Kriya Shema with the Brachas. And you find this popping up every once in a while, the Tanai. And some achrayim, some gedolei achrayim, take issue with this and say it's not possible. There's really no such concept that you can make a tanai. If this, then I'm having kavana to be yosei, and if not, I'm not having kavana to be yosei. And it's a chisorin in kavana, and it blinds really that you're not having kavana. You're not intending to be yosei now the mitzvah, and that's a lack of kavana. And you are messed up because you didn't have kavana now at all. It's not called kavana. So whenever you have this tanai that you find by mitzvahs, there are shittos of the Gedolei Achronim that you cannot do that. This hanhoga, though, still has a pshat. The Taz explains this hanhoga of counting with the tzibur without a bracha and then counting again at night with a bracha. So the Taz explains it differently without this tanai business. He says, hopefully you'll remember to count later on. And maybe if you listen to the Isser to eat before you count, that's a pretty good reminder. Which is the purpose the not eating is supposed to serve, by the way. To remind you to say Sfira. But he says, and you're counting now, and there's an assumption of an umdana that you don't want to be Yotzi now. Period. No tonight. You don't want to be Yotzi now. You're counting now because, like the Tzibur says, Aleinu, you're supposed to say Aleinu together with them. And there's a general halacha, maybe it's not so well known by Ashrei, if you're sitting in shul and they're saying Ashrei, you're supposed to say Ashrei together with them. So here also everybody's saying Sfira, so you should say Sfira together with them. You're not making a bracha, it's too early, it's not your minute to say Sfira so early. The assumption is that there's an intention not to be Yotzei, period. And like I said, hopefully you'll remember later on. That's how the Taz explains this stated halacha, that if you find yourself in this situation, say now without a bracha and say later with a bracha. Most explain it with the Tanai business. The Taz explains it the way I just said. You will remember later. You better remember later. You should remember to say later. You're not mechaven to be yotzei now, period. And you're saying now so as not to be perish menatzibur.